麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，欢迎你收听今天的《天路导向》。
I hope that you have been following this series of messages and that they have been a blessing to you.
我希望你一直都有收听这一系列的信息，也都希望这个十五个的积极生活的秘诀，这些信息能够让你蒙福。
We have been looking at the 15 secrets of positive living.From 2 Corinthians.
我们现在正在查考圣经的哥林多后书十五个积极生活的秘诀。
This may be a good time for us to review very quickly the ones we already have studied.
我想现在都是一个很好的时机，让到我们一起去温习一下我们之前讨论过的东西。
Number one,
第一样东西。
The practice of the inflow-outflow equation of God's blessings in our lives.
我们要实践上帝赐给我们生命之福的输入输出方程式。
Number two,
第二样嘢
claiming the priceless deposit of Christ's sacrifice for us.
我们要领取基督为我们牺牲所付出的昂贵订金。
Thirdly,
第三样嘢
enjoying giving and receiving forgiveness.
我们要享受饶恕和被饶恕的福气。
Number four, overcoming timidity.
第四样就是要克服恐惧。
Number five,
第五样嘢
reveling in the real fountain of youth.
我哋要去享用嗰个真正嘅青春之泉。
Number six,
第六样嘢
seeking the true health, wealth, and prosperity.
我哋要追求真实嘅健康、财富同埋丰盛啊。
Number seven,
第七样嘢。
Is mastering the art of peacemaking by reconciling others to God.
劝人同上帝和好，这个就是缔造和平者的最高造诣。
Today we come to the eighth secret of positive living.
而今日呢，我们将要讲到第八个积极生活的秘诀啊。
And I want to begin by telling you about a recent poll that was taken.
首先我想同你分享近来一项民意调查的结果。
The poll showed that many teenagers feel that they have no positive role models.
调查显示很多青少年人认为他们都没有积极正面的榜样让他们效法。
For those teenagers who said that they have a strong role model,
有些青少年人表示就说他们有足以效法的榜样。
The majority of them named their parents as the people whom they want to emulate.
而其中大部分都说他们想效法的对象就是他们的爸爸妈妈。
There is one thing I want to tell you about the power of example.
让我告诉你听以身作则的影响力究竟是怎样的。
Its impact is not often felt immediately.
这个影响所产生的冲击呢，又不会见得即刻见到的吧。
Its effect on others is often in the long run.
它的效果是长线的。
Whenever a young person who feels the call of God to go into full-time ministry comes to me and asks me,
每当有青少年人来到我那里说上帝呼召他们做全时间侍奉并问我
Which seminary should I go to?
究竟我应该去哪间神学院呢？
Where can I receive the best training for my future ministry?
我如果将来要侍奉的时候，究竟边度可以俾到我最好的训练同埋装备呢？
I have one standard piece of advice.
我通常都有一个标准的答案答佢哋。
Don't focus only on the academic records of a seminary.
你唔好单单注重神学院的学术成就同埋记录。
Don't focus only on the size or the reputation of a seminary.
你唔好单单注重神学院嘅规模同埋声誉。
Focus on the godliness of the professors.
你要睇下神学院嘅教授系咪敬虔啊
？Professors can give you knowledge which can be forgotten。
教授传递嘅学识好容易唔记得噶。
But their lives will impact you forever。
但系佢哋对你生命嘅影响却系永远长存嘅。
This same principle applies to parents and anyone in leadership。
对父母同埋身为领导者嚟讲，都系同样嘅道理嚟噶。
People are impacted by your actions far more than by your words。
你所做嘅比你所讲嘅对人产生嘅影响系更加大嘅。
People are molded and shaped by your habits far more than your rules。
你嘅习惯比起你所定嘅规矩系更加能够培植同埋塑造人。
And this is where we find the eighth secret of positive living in 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
呢个亦都就系我哋喺哥林多后书第六章里头睇到积极生活嘅第八个秘诀。
The apostle Paul is saying，
使徒保罗嘅意思系乜嘢呢
？That because he is confident in the fact that he has modeled his life after Christ。
事实上，保罗嘅生命系效法基督而成嘅。
He can offer his life as a role model for others to emulate。
因此，佢有信心愿意成为其他人效法嘅榜样。
And that process of modeling Christ and being himself a role model of Christ。
而喺保罗去效法基督，跟住又成为其他人效法嘅榜样，喺呢个过程里面啊。
That gave Paul power for positive living.
保罗就得着到积极生活嘅能力啦。
Power to live above the false accusations of those who hated him.
呢个能力系帮助咗佢超越嗰啲恨恶佢嘅人、诬告佢所带嚟嘅困扰。
Power to live above the deep hurts and disappointments.
呢个能力帮助咗佢超越咗嗰啲好深嘅伤害同埋失望。
For there is one thing that people cannot successfully attack in your life.
在这个世界上面有一件事是可以让到其他人对你的人身攻击无效的。
And that's the power of example.
这个就是行得正，企得正。
People can tear your words to shreds.
人可以破坏你所讲的说话，将你断章取义。
People can falsify and misconstrue your words.
他们可以篡改，可以伪造，可以曲解你的说话。
But they stand helpless against your example.
但是对于你所立下的榜样，他们永远束手无策。
Your life example is like the fortress that will deflect arrows.
你生命的榜样就好似坚固嘅堡垒咁样，可以抵挡住敌人所射嚟嘅箭。
Albert Schweitzer was a great humanitarian of the 20th century。
喺二十世纪里面呢，有一个好伟大嘅人道主义者，佢叫做艾伯特史怀哲。
He once said, "Example is not the main thing that influences others; it is the only thing."
他曾经讲过，以身作则不是影响其他人的重要方式，而是唯一的方式。
Certainly, this has been Paul's defense against his enemies.
原来这个也是保罗抵挡敌人的方式。
And that is why in the middle of Paul's most difficult days, this power of example kept him strong.
这个就是保罗之所以可以在他最艰难的日子里面靠住他自己的榜样保持坚强的原因。
In the middle of his imprisonment, the power of his life's example caused him to praise God.
在保罗被囚禁在监牢的日子里面，他生命的典范所发出的力量是能够让到保罗时常去称颂赞美上帝。
Well, the question is, how did Paul practice the power of example?
咁个问题就系保罗究竟点样发挥佢以身作则嘅力量呢
We know that being a good role model is one of the hardest things to do.
我哋知道作为一个让到人可以去效法嘅好榜样系最困难嘅。
It is much easier for me to say, do what I say, not what I do.
嗱，如果我同其他人讲话，我讲乜你就做乜啦，总系比话我做乜你就做乜啦，系容易得多嘅。
And Paul knew that, so here he tells us how to be a good example.
保罗好明白呢个道理，所以佢喺度呢就教我哋点样成为好嘅榜样。
First,
第一样。
We stay in partnership with God.
我哋要与上帝去同工。
Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 1 to 10,
保罗喺哥林多后书六章一到十节系咁样讲噶，我哋系同上帝去同工噶，我哋要劝你哋，既然你已经接受咗上帝嘅恩典，就唔好白白去接受呢份恩典，因为上帝话过喺接纳嘅时候，我应允咗你，喺拯救嘅日子里面，我帮助咗你，而家就系接纳上帝恩惠嘅时刻，今日就系上帝拯救嘅日子。我哋唔愿意俾人诋毁我哋嘅工作，亦唔愿意妨碍任何人，所以喺一切嘅事情上面，我哋都要向人哋去展示我哋就系上帝嘅仆人。我哋要忍受各样嘅患难、贫穷、困苦，我哋受过鞭打、监禁、暴民嘅骚扰，我哋劳苦、失眠、挨饿，但系我哋仍然用纯洁、知识、忍耐、仁慈，透过圣灵嗰份无伪嘅爱心、真理嘅信息，同埋上帝嘅大能嚟表明我哋系上帝嘅仆人。我哋用正义作为武器攻击敌人，保卫自己。我哋受到尊敬，亦被侮辱；受到责骂，亦被称赞。人哋话我哋系呃人，但系我哋讲嘅全部都系真话。话我哋系无名、寂寂无闻嘅，但系我哋已经家传户晓。话我哋死咗，其实我哋仍然系生活嘅。我哋受刑罚，却系不至于死亡；忧伤嘅，但系时常有喜乐；贫穷，却系让到好多人得着富足，好似一无所有，但系样样都有。
Secondly, we practice the love of God.
第二样嘢，我哋就要实践上帝嘅爱啊。
Which we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 11 to 13.
我哋继续睇落去哥林多后书六章十一到十三节啦。嗰度就话到，哥林多人啊，我哋向你推心置腹，好老实咁样同你讲，唔系我哋心胸狭窄，而系你哋心胸狭窄。我同你哋讲嘅嘢就好似爸爸同自己嘅子女讲嘢一样，你哋要宽宏大量，用我哋对待你嘅心胸嚟对待我哋。
Thirdly,
第三样嘢
，we need to persistently obey the injunction of God。
我哋一定要坚持信服上帝嘅诫命。
And we see this in 2 Corinthians 6, beginning at verse 14 to chapter 7, verse 1.
我们继续看下去哥林多后书六章十四节到七章第一节。不要同啲唔信嘅人相配合，佢哋同埋你哋系唔可以同负一轭噶。正同邪点可以合作呢？光明同埋黑暗点样可以共存呢？基督和魔鬼怎样可以协调呢？信和不信的人有什么共通点呢？上帝的圣殿和偶像怎可以摆在一起呢？我们是永生上帝的圣殿，正如上帝说我要和我的子民一起住，在他们中间往来，我要做他们的上帝，他们要做我的子民。上帝说你要离开他们，从他们当中出来，不要碰到那些不洁的东西，我就会接纳你们。我要做你们的爸爸，你们要做我的仔女。这些的说话是我们全能的上帝讲的。亲爱的朋友，既然我们在这些事上已经得着上帝的应许，我们就应该洁净自己，除去一切让到身体和心灵污染的事物，在敬畏上帝的生活里面 完成圣洁。
Let's go through these steps in details.
好，让我哋一齐去睇下呢几个步骤吓。
Step number one.
第一个步骤
is being in partnership with God.
就系要同上帝同工。
When it comes to the power of example,
当我哋讲到以身作则嘅力量嘅时候。
We can try to be a role model with all of our efforts.
我们可以尽全力做一个模范。
But only in partnership with God can we succeed.
但是只有当我们同上帝去同工的时候才能够成功。
In chapter 6 verse 1, Paul said,
在第六章第一节保罗说,
And working together with God.
我们是上帝的同工。
Only when you realize that you are a partner with God, will you be able to see that the power of example is not a burden?
唯有当你意识到你先至系同上帝同工嘅，你先至唔会将以身作则呢啲力量当做你嘅重担。
Or something that you need to fake.
或者系虚有其表。
Only when you realize that God is your partner, will you understand that He will sustain you when you feel inadequate.
唯有当你意识到你是同上帝同工的，你才会明白在你心有余力不足的时候，上帝一定会帮你。
He will lift you up when you fall down.
当你扑亲的时候，上帝就会扶你起身。
Why?
为什么他会这样做？
When you know that God is more than willing to be your partner,
原来当你知道上帝极为乐意做你的同工，甚至多过乐意做你的同工。
You will not be tormented between the part of you that is public and the part of you that is private.
你就不会因为你的生活在人前面一套，在私底下面另一套而痛苦挣扎。
You will not live a life that wears different masks on different occasions.
你就不会在不同的场合戴着不同的面具做人。
But rather, you will live the life that will manifest Christ in you.
而是在生活上面彰显你里面的耶稣基督。
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 4.
请你看看哥林多后书六章四节。
In everything commending ourselves.
反而在各样事情上面表明自己。
You noticed he did not say commending our academic degrees.
你注意到圣经不是说到我们要去展现我们的读书有几多张文凭、哦、
Or commending our material affluence.
或者说展现我们物质有几富足、哦、
Or commending our professional success.
或者展现我们事业上面几成功、哦、
But in everything, commending ourselves as what?
咁究竟喺一切嘅事情上面展明我哋系上帝嘅仆人系乜嘢意思呢
？As servants of God，
圣经就系话系上帝嘅仆人啊。
Listen to Paul again，
请你听下保罗讲乜嘢。
In much endurance，
佢系有好多嘅忍耐。
In troubles, hardships and distress，
面对患难、贫穷同埋困苦。
In beatings, imprisonments, and riots.
面对鞭打、监禁同埋被扰乱。
In hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger.
系勤劳，并且好多晚都瞓唔着，肚饿。
In purity, understanding, patience, and kindness.
佢仍然有廉洁、知识、恒忍、恩慈。
In the Holy Spirit and in sincere love.
圣灵嘅感化。真诚的爱心
，in truthful speech and in the power of God，
真实的道理，上帝的大能
，with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left，
我们有正义做武器，可以攻击敌人，亦都可以保卫自己。
What is Paul saying here？
究竟保罗在度讲紧啲乜嘢呢
？He's saying that no matter what life throws at him。
他的意思就是说无论人生遭遇什么
It is not going to defeat him because he is in partnership with God.
正因为他是与上帝同工的所以这一切的东西都不能够打到他。
And because he is in partnership with God, he always exhibits an exemplary life.
因为他是与上帝同工的所以他 就能够继续展现出一个生命嘅模范。
My listening friend, listen very carefully.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，请你仔细咁去听。
Anyone can sing in the sunshine.
喺阳光之下，人人都能够唱歌噶。
But singing during the storm will reveal your true partnership with God.
但系面对暴风雨嘅时候，仍然能够唱歌，就代表你真系同上帝同工。
I want you to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 8 to 10.
请你睇下哥林多后书六章八到十节。
And see what Paul is saying.
睇下保罗讲乜嘢。
He's saying whether people speak well of us or ill.
佢话就算人哋尊敬佢、侮辱佢、责骂佢、称赞佢都好。
Those who are in partnership with God will keep on being empowered by setting the life of example.
与上帝同工的人将会不断得到力量，以身作则，成为模范。
Secondly, the power of example is only possible when you practice the love of God.
第二样嘢就是唯有在实践上帝的爱的时候，你才能够发挥以身作则的力量。
In chapter 6, verse 12, Paul said,
在六章十二节那里，保罗说，
We are not withholding our affection from you, but you are withholding yours from us.
你们心肠狭窄，其实不关我们事的，是关于你们自己心肠狭窄的。
When someone ignores us and rejects us,
当其他人不理我们、排斥我们的时候，
It is very difficult to keep on showing love to that person.
要保持对那个人的爱是很困难的。
And Paul was in that situation.
而保罗就是活在这个境况里面。
Where people were spreading false rumors and false accusations about him.
那人就四围去散布关于保罗的谣言，诬告保罗。
They said that Paul was only interested in promoting his own agenda.
他们说保罗一心只是想讲自己想讲的事嘛。
That Paul did not love the Corinthians.
其实保罗根本就不喜欢哥林多教会的信徒啦。
And the false apostles spread this message so much that even Paul's friends became cold toward him.
那些假使徒极力去散布这些谣言，甚至保罗的朋友自己都开始疏远保罗。
This is always painful to deal with.
在这样的处境众叛亲离的时候是很痛苦的。
But we are under obligation to set the example and correct the misinformation.
但是我们有责任以身作则并且纠正错误的信息。
When you are motivated with love for God and God's people, you will have no choice but to deal with these issues.
当你因为爱上帝和爱上帝的儿女的时候，你就不会再有选择的余地，你一定要解决这些难题。
Verse 12, Paul said, We need to show continuous affection regardless of the other person's behavior.
在第十二节那里，保罗说，无论对方表现是怎样，我们都要保持对他们的关爱。
Paul, who was the great apostle, was not too proud to open his heart.And let other people see that he was hurt.
保罗这位伟大的使徒，他是打开了自己的心，等人看到他里面的伤。
So my listening friend, the power of example can only be accomplished by partnership with God.
所以各位亲爱的朋友，只有同上帝同工的人，才能够展现那个以身作则的力量。
The power of example can only be accomplished by practicing the love of God.
只有实践上帝的爱的人，才能够发挥以身作则的力量。
Thirdly, the power of example is only possible by persisting in obedience to the injunction of God.
第三，唯有坚持信服上帝的诫命，才能够展现那个以身作则的力量。
When Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14,
当保罗在哥林多后书第六章十四节那里讲，
Do not be bound together with unbelievers.
你们同不信的人根本就不相配，你们不要去同负一轭。
He is not saying that you should shut yourself off from the world.
保罗不是叫你与世隔绝去个深山那里吧。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, he tells us not to shut ourselves from unbelievers.
在哥林多前书第九章，保罗叫我们不要同那些不信主的人分开吧。
How else would you witness to them?
这样，如果你隔离了自己的话，你怎样同他们做见证呢？
The separation that Paul is talking about here in chapter 6 does not mean that we should refuse to associate with non-believers.
保罗在第六章这里说不要同父一轭的意思并不是说、哎、你不要同未信主的人来往、啊。
That is often a common mistake.
那些人经常都误解这件事的。
In fact, Paul is deriving his thought here from Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 10.
事实上保罗这里的想法是来自旧约的申命记第22章第10节的。
When God told his children, do not plow with an ox and a donkey yoked together.
在那里上帝对他的百姓说不要将牛和驴是绑在一起去耕地。
Why?
为什么呢?
These two animals do not have the same nature or strength.
原来因为这两种的动物的天性和力量都不一样。
So when they get under one yoke,
而当他们放在同一个轭下面的时候
，the stronger will pull hard and the weaker will lag。
咁大力嗰只就会系咁起势拉啦，咁跟住弱啲嗰只就会落后啦。
And both will get injured。
最尾两只动物都会受伤。
Paul is talking about unity together。
保罗讲嘅系彼此嘅联合啊
，both for our life on earth and in the spiritual realm。
包括我们的人生的层面和包括我们属灵的层面的。
Paul says it is impossible for a believer and a non-believer to have the same spiritual goals.
保罗说信徒和非信徒是不可能有同一个属灵的目标的。
It would be like mixing light and darkness.
就好像勾紧光和暗一样。
The two cannot mix.
两样东西是水火不容的。
They are too different in nature.
因为他们的性质完全不同。
And so, my friend, as you try to practice secret number 8 for positive living,
而各位亲爱的听众朋友，如果你正在尝试着运用积极生活的第八个秘诀的时候，
When you try to use the power of example,
当你想发挥以身作则的力量的时候，
You need to remember an important concept.
你一定要谨记住一个重要的原则。
No matter how good you are at leading others,
无论你几咁有领导力都好。
If you lack integrity, you lack everything.
如果你缺乏正直的品德，你就一无是处。
Integrity means that what you believe and how you live are totally integrated.
正直的定义就是你的信念和你的生活是完美地交织在一起的。
Integrity can be clearly seen in a life that is an example.
成为其他人榜样的生命可以清晰地彰显出正直的品德。
You need a partnership with God.
你需要与上帝同工。
You need to practice the love of God.
你需要实践主的爱。
If you want to experience the power of example.
这样你才能够体验以身作则的力量。
As you practice the eighth secret of positive living, I pray for God's richest blessing on you.
但愿你能够运用积极生活的第八个秘诀，愿主赐福给你。再会。